that one. That's the one your mom was talking about. I've been told I have both.
Where are you? It's real easy.
I got a wire.
And that way, if we record you, then you'll get a good, clear recording. Just talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can that be heard?
Can you guys hear?
Me on a loudspeaker. So I think we're pretty much here. Ooh. And now I'm really here. I have a tremendous amount of gratitude to be able to share this particular part of the practice with you. It's been something that I was introduced to about maybe 9 years ago. And when I first started practicing it, it was really a lot of empty words. I lived so much in my head that I had no connection to my heart. And yet I had some faith that it would work. At some point it could work. And so whatever your experience is with this particular piece of the practice, it's totally appropriate. The reason that I do love this particular practice, the Metta Sutta, is that it has so much of the Eightfold Path within it. It has wise understanding, wise intention, wise action, wise speech. It has freedom from the defilement of anger and ill will. And it is the thing for me that has been transformative. It has been healing. It is the thing that has broke the heart open that could lead to compassion. It's what the Buddha called this, the first of the sublime abidings, metta, loving kindness, friendliness. So I thought we would read the sutta first before we actually did the practice. And we wouldn't do as much analysis of the sutta, but just know that it's in there. Maybe you'll see it as you read the words. So this is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with the duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. They should wish. In gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. I read a really beautiful story the other day in Jack's new book about this Buddha in Sukhothai, Thailand. And it was a large clay Buddha, and it had been sustained and maintained by the monks for 500 years. And during a very dry spell, dry season, it had started to crack and show some wear, and the monks knew that they were going to have to tend to it. They were going to have to repair it. And one curious monk noticed a pretty wide crack within the Buddha, and he took his flashlight and he took a little look in, and what he saw was that there was a golden Buddha hiding inside. It had been protected. And so too do we do this with our heart. So coming into this practice, know that there is this golden Buddha within that is accessible to you, this precious jewel of loving kindness and of compassion. So closing the eyes, and in these first few moments, connecting with the breath, bringing the awareness and the attention to the breath, and this time, bringing it into the heart space, the heart mind, even if it has to breathe its way through the layers of clay and dust, protecting that precious jewel within. The Buddha said that you could search the whole world over and you would find no one jewel more precious or more worthy of your loving kindness than yourself. And offering these words to it, may I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may I live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. May I awaken to my own true nature, my own Buddha nature. With heartfelt loving kindness, with well-wishing, from your heart to your heart, from your heart for your heart, may I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may I live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. And may I awaken to my own true nature. Really allowing that to sit within the heart space, to grow, to fill, to expand. Now allowing the same loving kindness to grow outward and to extend it to our benefactors, to those that have walked before us, who have taught us, who have held us in some way, supported us. It can be big or small. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. Now extending the same loving kindness, this friendliness, out to the near and dear ones, the loved ones, to those that we hold closest to our hearts. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. And may you awaken to your own true nature. allowing this loving kindness to radiate even further, bringing the awareness to all of the neutral ones, to those that we meet every day, and we have no pleasant or unpleasant feeling towards. Maybe we know their names, maybe we don't. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and its causes. And may you live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. And may you awaken to your own true nature. Now extending the same loving kindness out. And this time we are extending this to the difficult ones. Sometimes they are our best teachers. They show us where we're still stuck. But just as the Buddha said that you could find no one jewel more worthy of your loving kindness than yourself, you could find no one less worthy either. So maybe it's not the most difficult person, most difficult being, or maybe it is. But we do not omit any beings in this practice, freed from ill will, freed from anger. With heartfelt wishing, may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you live your life with joy and the ease of well-being. And may you awaken to your own true nature. Extending the same loving kindness, the same friendliness out to the people here in the room. All working together for the same purpose, for a little more wisdom, a little more kindness, a little more friendliness. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. May you awaken to your own true nature. Extending the same loving kindness out to the grounds and the staff and the beings and the insects and all of the critters here at Spirit Rock. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you live this life with the joy and the ease of well-being. And may you awaken to your own true nature. Allow this loving kindness to expand and to grow, starting to move in all directions, bringing the awareness to those known. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you live this life with the joy and the ease of well-being. And may you awaken to your own true nature. Starting to expand the same loving kindness, the same friendliness outwards. Including all of the beings in this immediate surrounding area, Marin, all of these unknown beings and creatures. Those that are unseen to us. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. May you awaken to your own true nature. Again, expanding and extending the same loving kindness. Moving it just a little farther. Maybe we're now extending it to San Francisco and the Greater Bay Area, to all of these beings that are known and unknown to us. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. May you awaken to your own true nature. In this world that is in so much desperate need of loving kindness, reconciliation, of compassion, this world, these beings all filled with confusion, with delusion, with ignorance, some more, some less. Grow and expand the same loving kindness out. Even farther. To the entire state of California. To those living lives of loving kindness and compassion and wisdom, to those completely deluded, living in ignorance, living in ill will, living in greed, and all of its manifestations of difficulty, violence, illness, and suffering. May you be happy. May you be free, peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. And may you awaken to your own true nature. Extending again, allowing this to grow. To all of the beings here in the States. To all those suffering from addiction. To all of those recovering from their addictions. All of those living lives of ease and comfort, to those living lives of poverty and distress, may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you live this life with joy and the ease of well-being. And may you awaken to your own true nature. Now extending the same loving kindness out even further in all directions to those known and unknown, to those seen and unseen, to those born and yet to be born, suspending all of our judgments, all of our ill will, all of our anger, letting this loving kindness extend and expand in all directions to all beings. To all of the beings afflicted by war, by oppression, by delusion, those beings that are peaceful, to all creatures in the skies and in the oceans, in the forests and the land and the earth, omitting no one living being. Holding this entire earth with loving kindness, with compassion, so much suffering. May we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may we live this life, this precious human life, with joy, with ease, with well-being. May all beings everywhere awaken to their own true nature, their own Buddha nature. May all beings be free. These last few minutes, bringing the same loving kindness back to ourselves, knowing that we have a right, we are deserving the freedom and happiness of love, of compassion, of kindness, of friendliness. Really allowing this to sit within your hearts. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I live this life with joy, with ease, with well-being. May I meet each moment fully with friendliness, with loving kindness. May I be free. Have just a couple of quick moments, so if there's any questions or sharing regarding this particular practice, I'd like to invite you. Yes, hi.
I like this meditation, but the thing I've always struggled with towards loving kindness meditation is extending it out to the people who have like really hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, severely physically hurt me. Like, how do you get over that?
Yeah, so it's a wonderful question, actually. And I would say keep practicing. Later this week, we'll do a little bit more around forgiveness, for sure. For me personally, it spontaneously arose. And it took effort, and it took time, and it wasn't immediate. There had to be some faith that it would happen. And for some things, and Noah will talk about this more, is that forgiveness of the person is possible when we can see that their suffering is the cause of their ill will, their misdeeds, just as our own know, every unskillful act, word that I've ever committed was not because I was acting from a place of love, kindness, wisdom. It was out of pain. It was out of a lack of understanding. And when I could see that in myself and have some forgiveness here, I could recognize that in others and have forgiveness for the person. Now, that doesn't mean that I've forgiven all actions, because some things kind of are unforgivable, for sure. But the person, for sure, forgivable. I would just encourage you to keep working with it. Know that it's possible. Yes.
I've participated in this before using different phrases, this says it's translated from the Nisara.
Ton Jeff. It's an easy.
Is it, can you embellish the words?
Sure, you can use whatever words really call to your own heart. For sure, yeah. You don't have to use mine. By any means. If you have this practice, use what works for you.
I always sort of feel like it's even maybe better to use your own words. If you can, I've over the years sort of fallen into these sort of traditional phrases just because I have. But if you can come up with your own phrases that are heartfelt for you around the same sentiment, then it's more personal, and it's the same intention, and it breaks some of the sort of dogma or religiosity of, like, you have to say this prayer in this way. No, it's not about that. It's not about being a good Buddhist reciting some ancient thing. It's about really meaning, or trying to mean, you know, and even this piece with our enemies, we don't always mean it. But the more we do it and it's a heartfelt way, then the more it does come true. The more we do begin to wish these sort of loving, kind sentiments for ourselves in this world. So, yeah, totally, your own phrases are fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of words, I have to confess confusion about, there are several lines that are left out, mm-hmm. the last 4 to 5 lines, I think, of the Metta Sutra. Are not in this, and I presume they're left out for a reason?
This was just the translation I pulled.
Okay.
Yeah. The sutta is longer, yeah. You know, but you get the essence of the sutta here, mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay. You mean the part about not being born again into this world?
Right.
I don't know why Tom Jeff, you didn't edit it out, right?
No, I copied it.
It's one of the first times I've seen it edited out also. I'm not sure why Tanisaro did that.
Jerry Larkin did the same thing.
Yeah.
When she wrote her first book. So.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I happen to have pulled this some time ago, mm-hmm. And happened to have it in my folder when I came up here. It was so something to share. But yeah.
The only thing that I've heard about these last several lines, why it gets left out, this is what Jerry Larkin told me, was that it complicates the meaning of the sutra in terms of loving kindness in the present. And because in the last, those last phrases, which normally we would recite, it speaks again of lifetimes beyond lifetimes. And that can complicate things for people.
Oh, that's a wonderful perspective. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
What do you think, Alex? Which one do you like better? Do you like leaving it out?
I prefer to leave it in.
Leave it in.
But on the other hand, I've been reciting this for so long that it feels like a loss when it's not there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have kind of an opposite feeling because life was so painful. That's why I drank and drugged. And I feel with trying to do metta meditation, that I want to be a bodhisattva and I want to be connected with all life, all beings, everywhere, and not selfishly want to just like graduate and not have to come back and suffer. That my suffering is my gift. I want to be in that space. At least that's my feeling. So I kind of like it out.
Wonderful. Yeah, so two very different perspectives on this. Comfort. Dedication.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there, I've heard like some kind of paradoxical teaching about that, where if you were to reach an enlightenment and be able to escape the cycle of death and rebirth, that actually you would be so enlightened that you would choose to come back anyway and help others in the same thing. And, you know, that's really all I know about it, but
yeah.
I kind of think it's funny.
I personally choose to not worry about that.
Right.
I kind of figure that's a problem that I can solve when I get there. I don't want to spin on something that feels, you know, off in the distance. I prefer to stay right here, right now, in this present time, and not debate the theoretical of that I don't have any experience with. It'll be a nice problem to have to solve, though, for sure. Yeah.
I was raised Catholic, and I'm new to Buddhism. And it feels most true to me of all of the things that I've studied. And when I read things, when I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about it just this morning, the Buddha and the stories, these are historical. They're fact. And so I wonder, where would people point for the myth? And I think that reincarnation thing is a tougher nut to swallow for me.
Yeah.
Now. And so I like it
this
way too, because it doesn't bring my mind there.
Yeah, so what I would say is just take what, you know, take it on a little bit at a time. Bite size is good, right? Sit with what you can. There's, you know, we could spend days on the other topics, long talks, discussions on them for sure. I'm glad that this resonates for you. Wonderful.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to say one suggestion I've heard that I found helpful is with each of the phrases that we were meditating on, is simply to add, as I wish to be, and it kind of helps reinforce for me, make it more accessible. So say, instead of just, you know, may you be happy, as I wish to be happy, may you be happy.
Wonderful, yeah, and so that's where Noah points to, you know, bringing in our own words where it resonates within the heart.
Perhaps I feel a bit more connected that way to these, when I'm trying to project this to all these other beings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Yes?
One of the joys of walking Spirit Rock is the prevalence of all the wildlife around here, including these wonderful little lizards.
Yeah.
I knew from my travels in New Mexico a very similar sort. And I had a chance to observe one multiple times as I walked past it. It was sunning and having a great time. And then it occurred to me that this creature must be surviving by eating other creatures. And, you know, that's the beginning of a very long cycle of nature, wildlife, whatever, may consume itself. And we're hoping for joy for all of them. And it got me into an interesting thought about it. Is it joyful for the bug that's being eaten by the lizard? I guess that wasn't a question, it was just an observation.
Yeah, yeah.
You thought he was sunning and had a good time, but he was suffering. It's hell out there, man.
Who's going to eat who? One time, I believe that it's true. I don't know how many people have seen the deer. And there's some little fawns around right now. And they're really, you know, it's so easy to kind of love them and be like, oh, wow, this is so amazing. But but there's also occasionally a mountain lion around me. And at one retreat, you know, some people were loving the fawns, and then the mountain lion came and actually got one of the baby deer. And it was and it was like getting in, and it was killing it, and it was crying, and you know, and there's this whole sort of, like you're pointing out, with the murder that's constantly happening.
Without there would be no life for the other one.
Natural. Yeah, totally natural.
Yeah. So we are going to go ahead and transition into some walking meditation. For 20 minutes. So again, it is.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.